Hello, this 5 minutes, the prophetess, the word of God, episode 26. And so we're going back to our fundamental scripture, which is Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So we've been dealing with the powerful aspect because we've done the quick, and I've told you quick means not fast, but rather alive. For the word of God is alive. Okay, so in the previous episode I was dealing with the question, and that is a very important question in this quest for revelation knowledge. I said, why is it that God created man in such a way that it would be impossible for him to know God without a revelation? Why didn't God create the man so that if we want to know God, we can contact God through our physical senses? Why did God do that? And so I've explained to you that, and I quoted 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Now, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. He cannot know them because they are spiritually discerned or understood. Okay, so the natural man, of the man of the senses, the scholar, the scientist, the one who is experimenting in the laboratory, he cannot know God because he is unable to contact God in his physical body. And I said, the physical body is not the man. The man, God created the man as a spirit. The physical body is his home, is his house. And so when he dies, he goes out of his house. And when he goes out of his house, he has to this house, he has to go out. I mean, when the physical body collapses, or the physical body gives way, the man on the inside must fly away. He cannot live here on this earth because his house has collapsed. He cannot stay in that house again. Okay, so if God created the man as a spirit, then what happened for the man? Have you ever seen your spirit before? No. Can you contact your spirit? No. Do you know where your spirit is? No. So why is God making it difficult for us to contact him? Is he intentional? No, it's not. I said, this physical body and your central nervous system is supposed to be your home. Connect with the physical world through your body, through your home. That was what it was. So God didn't intend that the nervous system will reveal God to man. No, man was to know God through his spirit. Man was to know God through his spirit. So why is man not knowing God through his spirit? Because man spiritually died. Because man spiritually died. What happened? Yes, we go back to the story in the Garden of Eden. When God created everything, he signed a contract with a man. Man, you get the key of this whole creation. I've given it to you. Have dominion, Genesis 1:28, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, the creeping things. Everything in the world, have it in the universe, was given to man. But God said to the man, there is a tree in the midst of this garden. Do not eat of it, for the day you eat it, you will surely die. Read my lips. You will surely die. D-I-E. Another version says, in dying you shall die. If you eat of this fruit, in dying you shall die. What was God saying? What death was that? Was God saying that when man eats of the fruit, he will collapse and die? Is that what God was saying? No, because when man ate it, he ate the fruit, it took over 900 years before Adam was buried. So what death was God talking about? God was talking about spiritual death, separation, alienation between God and man. That when you eat of this tree, of this fruit, when you disobey me, you will become a slave to the one you obey. So because of that, you will be spiritually cut off. And not only that, but you will receive the nature of death. We will come back to that later on. The nature of death. What's the nature of death? The nature of death is Satan's nature. So immediately man ate of the fruit, man was cut off from God. And man became spiritually alienated from God. He was left without a channel through which he could know God. It then became necessary for God to meet man on the level of the medium through which he gains his knowledge. And I've said already, man gains his knowledge through what he sees, he hears, he feels, he smells, he tastes. So God had to come down to that level. And that was when he had to give us the Bible. And the Bible becomes the revelation that God gives to a man. You're so blessed. Keep listening. Bye.